Congratulations on this, a pretty prestigious honor. So your thoughts on being named to the national team staff?
Well, it's, you know, like I say, it was quite an honor to be working with Coach Clem from Wallace State and Joe Yeagy from Kirkwood's up here as kind of our director of operations and stuff. But, you know, it's been 12 years since the NJCAA has sent a team up here, and to be able to be a part of the coaching staff to revitalize hopefully what's going to become a yearly event for us, and to get to play the national teams that we're going to play here next week is, you know, like I say, it's something you not that you dream about, but when reality hit that when we left Dodge about a week and a half ago, since we were out recruiting all last week, and to finally get up here and now get on the field of practice and get ready for our exhibition games tomorrow night and Saturday afternoon, and then the real deal starts Sunday evening. So it's 28 years of coaching at the junior college level. It's a nice honor to be part of.
When you put this on a big scale, you mentioned the fact that this, you know, you're representing a country here, but just put this on a scale for us, the fact that, yeah, you're representing the U.S., but the talent pool that you're going to have here is pretty good as well.
Oh, my gosh. It's, you know, we took nominations for about a year, and then, you know, Susan Painter from Gulf Coast, and Coach Clem and myself, and Coach Atkinson from Indian River Community College, you know, all went through the list of potential players. And then, you know, we were kind of lucky this year. We had the NFCA Junior College Leadoff Classic that's held every 3 years. We had it this year in Columbus, Georgia, and I'm the chairperson for that tournament, so they fly me down each year to every third year to run it, and so I was able to watch a lot of the kids that were nominated. I got to see them live in action, and you know, we probably have these kids are probably first or second team All-Americans.